This is the Sports Bosses on SB Nation Radio. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Miami, here's Jim Rodriguez and Sean Stanley.
Make your tax refund go further at O'Reilly Auto Parts. They've been delaying some much-needed car maintenance. Delay no longer. Spend a little of your tax refund on your vehicle now and save on expensive repairs down the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts has exactly what you need at a guaranteed low price. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better parts, better prices every day.
Well, baseball season in full swing. Spring training getting underway.
Fresh cut grass.
Full camps, full squad workouts going down. Everybody's starting to report. I'll tell you, man, I'm excited. Best time, man. Games start next week, and we get our weekly, if not daily, Tim Tebow fix. Unbelievable what's coming out of Port St. Lucie, Mets camp. And let's go to a guy who knows all about that. It's Brian Salvatore. He writes for Amazing Avenue. That's the Mets SB Nation blog. And he's joining us on our Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans guest line. Brian, good morning, man. What is going on in St. Lucie? Are they serious about Tim Tebow making the big league team?
Well, good morning, gentlemen. I don't think they're serious about Tebow making the team this season. And I don't know if I agree with Sandy Alderson's assessment that Tebow will be playing in the major leagues eventually. But they're trying to put as positive a spin on the Tebow experience as possible because, let's be fair, it's a big story. It's a fun story. People like Tebow or people hate Tebow. He's a very, very polarizing figure. And the Mets have needed some good press over the last few years. So any opportunity they have to get a story out there that isn't about, oh, Bernie Madoff, let's say, or ownership not spending is a good story for them. So I understand why they're pushing the Tebow storyline. But if you look at what he did in the minors last year, I don't think that he's necessarily knocking on the Citi Field door anytime soon.
Well, that's the whole thing. Like Sandy Alderson said that this was not a gimmick last year. He was going to try to make the team. You know, he was. They weren't signing him for publicity, even though, you know, they had record attendance at all the minor league stops that he played in the low minors. And now this whole experiment, as you will, is this just a money grab? Is this for real? Like people who know Sandy Alderson, he's a pretty straightforward. Doesn't pull. You know, he's not a gimmicky guy. Is this real, or is this like, hey, we need some cash?
I mean, the sad reality when dealing with the Mets is needing cash is a pretty constant situation for them. So I think in some ways it doesn't hurt, right? It doesn't hurt to have a player who gets able to come out to your low ball games, which, you know, the low minors don't sell out all that frequently, especially for a team that maybe isn't that great. And, you know, Tebow didn't play to superstar levels last year, but people were coming to the games as if he was playing to a superstar level. So I think on some level it was a financial decision. But I also think that, and to take Alderson at his word, Tebow is an athlete. And I think there are a lot of baseball people who think that being an athlete is first and foremost the most important, you know, skill you can bring to the baseball field. So if this guy is a professional athlete, if he's somebody who conditions himself well, and if he's natural, then, you know, why not give him a shot? I don't know if it's natural. I don't know if his skill is necessarily going to translate. And I don't know if a couple years down the road, if the siren song of the XFL will be stronger than the, you know, prospect of playing in AA for another season, let's say, will keep Tebow with the Mets. But I think that there is a fair amount of optimism in the front office that he can turn into something. I just don't know if that optimism is warranted or not.
All right, Brian, you stepped on all my hopes and dreams of seeing Tebow play in the major leagues.
I'm sorry.
How about Matt Harvey? What is going on with Matt Harvey and the Mets?
Well, you know, Harvey is a guy that had an absolutely incredible start to his career, and ever since then has been trying to get back to that, you know, dark night phase of his career. I don't think that's ever coming back. Thoracic outlet syndrome is a pretty serious injury. It takes a while to come back from, so I do think he'll have a decent, or he has the potential of a more decent year this year. But I think, you know, his fastball speed is never going to be what it was. He's come down about 2 miles an hour off of his average fastball velocity. I don't think you're going to see that change necessarily. But I think that if Harvey focuses, and he's a very hard worker, and he's somebody who's clearly very driven, this is his walk year. He wants a contract next year. So I think that Harvey's going to do everything he can to put himself in a position to have a good season. The real question is just, can his arm hold up to it? I think that if you're talking about determination, he will certainly give it all he can. I just don't know if physically he can do that, but we hope so.
So the Mets are in this weird position. They, you know, you've got Matt Harvey trying to find himself. You've got, you traded for Adrian Gonzalez. Is he going to play at all? I mean, you're paying him a lot of money. Is he going to play first base for you guys?
Well, we're actually paying him almost nothing.
That's right.
The Braves are paying him. So the Mets only are paying $500,000 for him. And, you know, the Mets' first baseman of the future is this kid, Dominic Smith, who played a little bit with the team last year. And Smith did not have a great major league debut. He was known for his defense and did not look very good defensively. He was known for being a contact hitter and did not make a lot of contact. He had more power than advertised, but he wasn't the player the Mets thought he was going to be. This Gonzalez move gives them a year to evaluate Smith in the minors again and to see if they can make the adjustments that he needs to make to be that first baseman of the future. He dropped 30 pounds over the offseason, and, you know, he's working on his power swing, and, you know, you hope that he's going to work out. If we get to a position where it's June and Smith's hitting the cover off the ball and Gonzalez isn't, I wouldn't be surprised if the Mets release Gonzalez. You know, I think it's a fairly cheap gamble to take, and if Gonzalez can put together a season that's even somewhat 10% lower, 15% lower than his career norms, that's a valuable player to have, and then you can let Smith get even more seasoning in AAA. The worry for me as a Mets fan is the Mets are notoriously bad about cutting ties with veteran players. Maybe this will be changing under Mickey Callaway's managerial status, but with Terry Collins, he was always very apt to play the veteran, even when they were slumping. So that gives me pause with Gonzalez. If he has nothing in the tank, will the Mets be able to cut ties fast enough with him? But I think you're going to see him, like it or not, as your everyday first baseman, at least for the first few months of the season.
Now, Brian, when you look at this Mets team, what are your expectations heading into the season and then also throughout the season?
Well, you know, the big question mark with the Mets is their starting pitching health. If DeGrom and Syndergaard and Harvey are relatively healthy and each make 30 starts, I think the Mets have a very good shot at a wild card place. You know, the Marlins have not gotten any better. The Phillies are young, but they're still not quite there. And the Braves aren't exactly lighting the world on fire either. So it's really a two-team race between the Mets and the Nationals. And I don't think the Mets have enough right now to take over the Nationals if the Nationals are healthy and the Mets are healthy. But, you know, who knows? The Mets' starting rotation, if they can put together a healthy season, is one of the better starting rotations in baseball. Not only that, by adding Todd Frazier, by bringing back Jay Bruce, adding that to Yoenis Cespedes, and hopefully a healthy Michael Conforto, that's four or five, you know, pretty serious hitters in the middle of your lineup. Hopefully, between the starting pitching health and Michael Conforto coming back from his shoulder injury healthy, the Mets can put together a season that's going to surprise some people. Now, I don't think they're necessarily right now in a position to win the division, but I would be very surprised if they weren't in the wild card contention come later this season, as long as the starting pitching remains somewhat healthy.
Who is going to close games for you guys? Is Yuris Familia back? Is he healthy? Who's going to get the ball in that ninth inning?
Well, Callaway has said that he's going to be operating somewhat on a closer by committee situation there. But I would say
disaster.
I would say the majority of those ninth innings are going to go to Yuris Familia, with possibly A.J. Ramos getting some of those as well. And I honestly think that either Zach Wheeler or Steven Matt is going to be moved to the bullpen. And I wouldn't be surprised if one of those guys really thrives in that short relief role. Maybe by the end of the season, you'll be seeing a Zach Wheeler or a Steven Matt as your closer as well.
Now, you mentioned it, the Mets, with a new skipper in Mickey Callaway. He comes from the Indians, where he was the pitching coach for Terry Francona for these many years. The full squad is meeting today, only pitchers and catchers. What has he brought? What do you expect from Mickey Callaway so far coming forward here in 2018?
Well, I think Callaway is much more open than Terry Collins was in terms of listening to the front office's emphasis on analytics. I don't know if he's going to be as sabermetrically inclined as some of the other managers across baseball, but he's certainly going to be more open to that information. He's also a guy that is just, I mean, if you ever heard him talk, he's almost sickeningly positive. He seems like he's on fire all the time for getting his players in the best position to win. He's just a very, very positive, very, very player-friendly manager. The team needs that right now. The Terry Collins era did not end very kindly for anyone involved, and so they need somebody who's going to be able to speak to the players and just bring a more positive attitude. So I think no matter what, you're going to see Callaway trying to connect with the players in a different way than Collins did. I also think because he was a pitching coach and a pitcher in, you know, when he was playing, I think you're going to see a very different handling of the bullpen and of the starting rotation than we've gotten in the past. And that's a good thing because the Mets bullpen management over the last decade or so has been really, really abysmal.
That's Brian Salvatore. He writes for Amazing Avenue. That's the Mets SB Nation blog. Check him out. Brian, I think the Mets are going to do some damage this year with or without Tebow. Thanks for hanging out with us today.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Well, let them know they do more with Tebow.
All right. Brian Salvatore brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, and mortgage confidently. We come back. Adam Silver. He has got a new idea for the NBA postseason. Will it work? We'll get into it next. Sports Boss. That's me.